You might have noticed that there are lots of fires being started around the world, which kind of begged the question for me, well, what is the cause of all of this? And the National Post here posed a question that I myself posed to myself, which sounds confusing, but I thought about this question, is what I'm trying to say.
No, I got nothing.
But yes, the question is, are eco-terrorists causing all the fires? What do you reckon, Callum? Have you noticed this trend of fires being major news? Of course, I mean...
Not really, I live in England.
I know. Well, we have had some fires here as well, but this was a couple of years back in particular.
I've not really noticed any. I mean, all I've noticed is people burning down shops in this country, but I've heard in Canada and whatnot, people do go out and light fires in the woods for fun.
Mm-hmm. Where it's called camping, yeah.
No, not like that.
There's this whole thing called the outside world, Callum. It's great.
I mean the arsonists.
Yes, of course. And we'll be talking a lot about arsonists today. But I wanted to read briefly, relating to the Canada wildfires, in fact, what has been said. So this was from the 13th of June, so it's a little bit old, but some of the stuff I'm going to be talking about is a lot more recent, and it's more about a general trend over a couple of years, really. So it's not really going to age too poorly. So it says, Alberta Premier Danielle Smith hinted in a recent radio interview that arsonists were behind the province's unprecedented fire season. We are bringing in arson investigators from outside the province, she said, adding that Alberta has almost 175 fires with no known cause at the moment. Maxime Bernier, leader of the People's Party of Canada, pointed to several recent arrests of wildfire arsonists, adding that the lying woke media and politicians keep repeating that global warming is the cause. Yes, I mean, if they have arrested arsonists, I think it's safe to say that there probably is some arson going on. That's pretty evident, right? But it is worth mentioning as well that there are other causes of fires as well. And I wanted to inject a little bit of a counterpoint here, although I do think largely a lot of the global wildfires have a human cause. And that human cause being either being negligent with fires, which is surprisingly easy, actually, and deliberate arson. These are the two things I think that are really going on here. But it's worth mentioning that in this next one here, this is a lightning strike map shortly before the wildfires in Canada started a little while ago. And as you can see, lots of lightning strikes in lots of various places where the wildfires were. And so it could potentially be that although lots of fires started almost simultaneously, that could certainly be explained by lightning strikes. And although it would be very tempting to say, yes, it's all eco-terrorists, it's worth injecting a little bit more of a measured approach that, of course, lightning strikes do start fires. That much is self-evident. And it may well be that some of them might have been arson, but at the same time, it seems like lightning may well have played a cause. The only other natural ways fires start, though, are through volcanic eruptions. Canada, obviously, not famous for its volcanoes. So, and spontaneous combustion of dry leaf litter. And I looked this up, so this is sort of received wisdom. And this typically happens between 300 to 500 degrees Celsius, or 572 to 932 degrees Fahrenheit. And therefore, I can't see many circumstances where this occurs naturally in nature. You don't really get those sorts of temperatures, do you? 300 degrees to 500 degrees Celsius, for example. That would be enough. I mean, it's well beyond the boiling point of water. So what places on Earth can really see that happen? Very, very few, I would imagine. So I think that this happens very rarely. And I think that this, when you actually dig down as to the causes, the main natural one is lightning. So you can kind of deduce if there are no volcanoes nearby, if you're not on the surface of Venus, or, you know...
Fiddling around with a lighter.
Yeah. It seems like it's most likely to have a human cause. And the media, on the other hand, has different ideas. Why wildfires happen. This is from CNN in 2021. Debunking the myth that arson is to blame more than climate change. Well, this isn't a myth. That's actually the data across the entire world. This is literal lies, because all of the data suggests that it is not naturally occurring. It's human caused. And of course, unsurprisingly, people like Greenpeace here Fact check, Australia's unprecedented fires are down to climate change, not arson. And I wanted to say at this moment to address this notion, because we don't have a perfect understanding of the climate. That much, no one really disputes. So the fact that you can say, you can fact check people and say, hey, this is disinformation, this explanation that maybe it's human caused, which the data supports that most fires are caused by humans. So, you know, that is the actual evidence-based argument that it's got a human cause. And then they're saying, no, we understand everything. We fact-checked you and you're wrong. It's climate change. We've proved it. How do you actually prove that? It's not even a scientific claim, because how can you prove that the environment in which the fire started, that was a product of say, climate change? Because even before the Industrial Revolution, before we were releasing lots of carbon into the atmosphere, there were wildfires. So how does this happen then? It seems strange to me. So there's a baseline where wildfires can still happen, but then they're saying that this little bump in temperature change, if that's to be believed, is then causing the wildfires in their entirety. That just doesn't make sense. It's an irrational argument. It's not scientific. It's not backed up by evidence. It's nonsense, basically. But the BBC, of all places, was actually reasonable, which is surprising. This is from July 2022, and it says, wildfires, why they start and how they can be stopped. And this whole article is actually quite good in that it actually painted the situation accurately. It does make mention of climate change, but, you know, it's obligatory for the BBC to do that. So it says, on a hot summer's day when drought conditions peak, something as small as a spark from a train wheel can ignite a raging wildfire. Sometimes fires occur naturally, ignited by heat from the sun or a lightning strike. They don't mention how unlikely the heat from the sun one it actually is. However, most wildfires are caused by human carelessness, arson, campfires, discarded lit cigarettes, not burning debris properly, and playing with matches or fireworks are often to blame. And yet, when people point this out, this is, you know, our state media, they're called conspiracy theorists. You know, mainstream outlets can point this fact out. You get called, you know, disinformation spreaders and conspiracy theorists and all of these pejorative terms that the media have been flying out, particularly recently, and it's just a load of nonsense. So I go to the recent wildfires in Greece. Lots of conversation about it being a cause of climate change. I saw it in multiple instances. I don't know whether you saw the same thing.
I haven't been up with this topic, so that's why I don't have much to say. But I imagine the argument goes, because I've seen the heat maps,
mm-hmm.
that Mediterranean hot, therefore forest burn down.
Mm-hmm. But that is not the case. Obviously, it is hot, but that it's not just a natural thing. So arsonists behind Corfu's devastating wildfires as Greece at war. And the same goes for Rhodes as well, another Greek island. And
if I recall correctly, they've always had this problem as well. This isn't really new for Greece.
No, they do have
every
fires.
Couple of years, we always hear about how horrible it's become.
Mm.
And it's the same thing. It's usually just the media trying to get clicks.
It is, yeah. And here we have one about a fire in Sicily. Are arsonists to blame for the devastating wildfires in Sicily? And I wanted to briefly read this because I thought what they had to say here was actually quite interesting. This is from Euronews of all places, so there we go. Twitter users have been sharing a video of a man purposefully setting fire to a forest, claiming it's arson. I'm going to quickly scroll over, and where is it? Here we are. This is the video here that they're on about. Don't need to play it. You know, you get the gist. Man on a moped starting a fire. You don't need to see it. But there's the video anyway, if you want to find it. So claiming it's arson, not climate change, that's to blame for the current wildfires in Sicily. In the clip, a man on a motorcycle, is seen stopping on the side of the road lined with vegetation. He can be seen leaning over to light a fire. The video then cuts and a plume of smoke can be seen starting to form. By doing a reverse image search, Euronews found the original video. It wasn't filmed in Sicily and had nothing to do with the wildfires this year. The clip actually dates back to 2021 and was filmed near the Italian city of Potenza, close to Naples. But isn't that just proving the point that, you know, deliberate arson is still, you know, a major role? And it says, according to local media reports, the 47-year-old arsonist in the video was caught, put under house arrest, and was facing 10 years in prison for purposefully starting the fire, which, you know, fair enough, he should be punished. However, the origin of multiple wildfires over Sicily at the moment remains to be determined. In an interview with Sky Italy, the mayor of the Sicilian capital Palermo, Roberto La Galla, said he believed the cause of the disastrous fires can only be arson. But for the president of the Sicilian region, Renato Schifani, the situation is delicate and unprecedented because of the very high temperatures combined with arson, and that are creating this immense damage. According to the French Minister of Ecological Transition, 9 out of 10 forest fires are caused by humans, mostly due to carelessness, but heat waves and droughts due to climate change are making the forest fires more frequent and more intense. No source for that final claim. They just say it and you're just meant to believe it. After everything they've said, they prefaced it by saying, all of the authorities say it's probably arson.
Here's the video evidence of the arsonist.
Yeah, that isn't the arsonist of Sicily, but it's a different arson.
I love the idea that it's just like, you know, here's video evidence of people. Yeah, they still go out and commit arson for no goddamn reason. Mm-hmm. Here's a bunch of wildfires that have appeared in the same period. Ah, it's the sun god.
It's just maddening. Like the standard applied to people who have evidence on their side is so much stricter than vice versa. They just throw out these claims saying, yes, obviously it's climate change. Now, yeah, it just starts fires, does it? Climate change is just it's a personified thing going around starting fires. I don't think so. I think that there's something going on here, and I don't think it's just naturally occurring fires. So it's also worth mentioning, recently there was a fire in Russia in the Urals. I think the death toll actually hit 21, and it was a massive fire, but because, you know, Russia being not very dense and very massive, it could have been a lot worse had it been somewhere else. And so that's worth mentioning. But they suspect arson for this as well. And of course, California, known for having pretty bad wildfires that have captured some horrifying things, like videos coming from them. Man arrested on suspicion of starting Northern California fire that burned more than 100 homes. And there's more. Here we have California man who set 11 fires in National Forest sentenced to 2.5 years in prison. That seems too little to me. Started 11 fires. That could have, you know, murdered lots of people. And apparently that's only 2.5 years. And of course, this one, this is from 2021, California couple whose gender reveal party sparked a wildfire charged with 30 crimes. So obviously that one wasn't deliberate. That wasn't actually arson. That was an accident. But still, human causes, right? It's not that difficult. It's also worth mentioning Australia as well. Police in Australia accused 24 of deliberately setting bushfires amid natural factors. Yes, of course, it needs to be, you know, if it's pouring with rain, it's difficult to start a wildfire. So you need natural factors there in the first place. But human causes, right? I mean, come on. This is also CNN of all places saying this. So I tried to find sources that would be least favorable to these sorts of arguments. Here we have The Express talking about fires near London. This is in 2022. Police say wildfires tore through UK on hottest day ever may have been arson. And this is the one that went quite viral, of just massive fires next to a motorway. You may have saw the video clips of it. It looks quite dystopian, scary, actually. And yes, arson again. And finally, I wanted to end on this article from Bjorn Lomborg, who does excellent work on the environment and climate. Climate alarmists falsely claim the world is literally on fire. And this is the funniest thing of all, that we've seen loads of stories in the news about all of these wildfires, and yet wildfires globally are going down. So here's what he says. I encourage you to read the full article and, you know, check out his work, because it's really good, because he's actually reasonable and looks at evidence, which apparently most people don't these days. For more than 2 decades, satellites have recorded fires across the planet's surface. The data are unequivocal. Since the early 2000s, when 3% of the world's land caught fire, the area burned annually has trended downwards. In 2022, the last year for which there are complete data, the world hit a record low of 2.2% burned area, yet you'll struggle to find that reported anywhere. So yeah, it seems like a lot of this, in fact, everything to do with these wildfires is artificial. The media coverage, trying to make it out like the world is burning, it's becoming worse than ever, it's all climate change. Actually, no, the number of burned areas has been going down since the early 2000s. So it's actually becoming less and less of a problem. There are lots of reasons for this. Better forest management, you know, better education and not starting fires, because the media is saying, you're going to kill everyone.
Which, probably, yeah, you might.
Yeah, it's true. Like, there are real risks of starting fires. You shouldn't just be careless. I think particularly if you're going camping, you need to know what you're doing. You need to be responsible. And as someone who is enthusiastic about camping, if you ruin it for other people, I will hate you.
I will come to your house and find you.
And then I'll set you on fire. What? No, that's not true. But yes, the point being that the media attention on all of this is artificial because they're egging it up and actually it's going down. And most people don't really look at data. They just look at what is the media saying is bad. Oh, this is bad now. Okay, I believe this. And also the fact that it seems like arson is behind a lot of it. And it's difficult to say whether it's some sort of coordinated eco-terrorist thing because that kind of thing is difficult to establish.
You have to get the arsonist and then interrogate them.
Yes, and they might not, you know, they would probably expect to be caught and they probably wouldn't say anyway. And also the fact that there are people who will just light fires because they... To quote Michael Caine in Batman, some people just want to watch the world burn. And it could just be that they're mental or they're horrible. There are lots of different factors, but it wouldn't be a surprise to me that people would deliberately go out of the way, frustrated with the fact that people are pushing back against this net zero nonsense, to light fires, to exaggerate the severity of what they claim to be is a catastrophic problem that is climate change. And I think that it's far better to look at problems reasonably based on data, facts. I'm turning into Ben Shapiro now. Facts don't care about your feelings. But yes, that is basically it, that this isn't really something you need to worry about too much. Just be responsible. Don't set fire to things. And it seems like things are getting better. So maybe some good news, actually.
If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content that's on the site, such as this symposium episode, Aristotle's Nicomachean Ethics Part 1. If you'd like to find out what else has been put out, you can follow on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.